Okay, gather around, boys and girls. It is another edition of the John DeBella Show Daily Podcast. It's Dave here. It is Wednesday, not Long Song Wednesday, January 8th, in case you've lost track. We're over a week into 2020. Can you believe it? And yes, it is not Long Song Wednesday today. We celebrated Bowie's birthday and spun the wheel of Bowie all show long. I can't play those clips for you, because without the songs able to be played, that'd be kind of anticlimactic to hear a wheel spinning with no payoff. But we did talk about a lady who had twins twice in the same year, a guy who had a girlfriend who used him as a meal ticket and got some sweet, sweet revenge. My dad shares a striking resemblance to somebody in a classic rock band, according to John. Bowie's Heroes was in Song Stories today, with some exclusive clips from Rick Wakeman on that tune. CVS receipts have turned into a meme, and now they've also turned into a fashion accessory. And we played a round of Agree or Disagree to cap things off. This is what it all sounded like. Here we go. It is the Daily Podcast.
Careful on some of the back. I was slipping all over the place this morning. Yeah, but I'm on back roads. You're on main roads for the most part coming down here.
Yeah, for the most part. Getting out of my, I was delicate. I will say that. Getting out of my hood.
I mean, everything seemed all right, and then I went around one curve, and all of a sudden, like,
Tokyo Drift.
Tokyo Drift.
I was fine coming in, but when I got to my car, I had to rip the door open.
Yeah, me too.
I hate that feeling. I'm like, the door's going to come off in my hand at some point. Uh-huh. It's going
to
happen.
But 32 degrees outside right now and warming up to 42 before the day is out. Let me ask you a question in regards to child state. Well, especially you right now, Dave. But this includes you too as well, Steve. Right. Do you say you're pregnant, meaning the two of you?
I've never been one of those.
What about you? Were you one of those?
I don't think so. Kristen's pregnant.
Yeah, Kristen's pregnant. It always makes me uncomfortable when I hear a guy say, you're pregnant.
We're pregnant. I already feel lazy enough.
Yeah.
You know, I don't need to feel guilty on top of it.
Right. I did a lot of hard work to get that thing in there.
I didn't.
That's a great point, Dave. That is a great point.
Thanks, science.
Listen to this one, though. A lady in Florida had two sets of twins in the same year.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, the first set came in March and the second set came in December. And doctors said she had a better chance of winning the lottery than she did of this happening.
It's like Irish twins. Right, what do you call that?
Right. And, well, I don't know, but she says she believes that she got help from her grandmothers because both of her grandmothers had twins who died.
No.
So she thinks this is what, you know, and you know, hey, think whatever you can, but just the mere fact, do you realize how tough it is to have twins as your first child?
Yeah, sure.
Right? I mean, you know how tough it is to have your first child. Now, imagine there's two of them.
A friend of ours that they had trouble, and then their first child or children they had were a pair of twins.
No fertility help? No. You're missing my point. That instead of having one kid.
Yeah, right. John, they had two kids at once.
That was their,
hey, we're babies, we're parents now. Bang, twins, have fun.
Right, yeah. Oh, I mean, it's got to be hell.
Lauren's colleague has triplets. Sorry if you were going somewhere. We're going long. Go, John. Just go. Forget it. Tune into the podcast, folks.
The John DeBella Podcast.
My, he is tenacious, isn't he?
102.9.
Joe Mouthboy. Zip it.
MGK.
I got a story for you, and this is some stone-cold revenge. And being an Italian, there's nothing I like more than revenge. A guy on Reddit just posted a story about how he handled the situation when he found out a woman he had been dating was just using him for free meals. Okay. Right. After a few dates, one of their mutual friends sent him a screenshot of some of the texts from the woman where she said she was just using the guy for free food.
Oh, my God.
Right. And he says that she wasn't in a bad financial situation because on their dates, and I'm quoting him, she would wear really pricey clothing and had two Chanel bags. Ooh. Right. So the woman, you know, she wasn't hurting at all.
Yeah,
right?
She could afford Chipotle.
And you know, and then but was bragging to her friend about how, nah, I don't like him at all. But, you know, as long as he's going to feed me, as long as he's buying me things, I'll keep going out with him. So he took her to an expensive restaurant. They ate and drank a lot. There was one of these, you know, hibachi places where all the plates are like $20 to $40 of, you know, and then they did some heavy drinking as well. Okay. And then at one point he went to the bathroom.
Dine and dash.
And never came back.
Nice.
That's good. Right?
Nice.
Now, what makes it even better is he was her ride, too.
Oh, wow.
All right. So
Uber.
He said he started getting, quote, ferocious texts for about 45 minutes. And then later on, her mom came to pay the bill and, you know, and pick her up. Right. After his story, you know, started going viral, he said, quote, obviously what I did was not morally good and I should have been more direct with her. But this wasn't about doing the right thing or learning something. You know what we do know, though? There's only one word that describes this woman.
The American people are sick and tired of hearing about
John DeBella.
Sick and tired of hearing about
the John DeBella podcast.
Too big to fail is too big to exist.
102.9 MGK.
The Hooters and We Dance. The other day, maybe it was Monday, right? Dave shows me this this picture of him, his dad, and was that your brother in it too?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. And they were painting a room in Dave's
house.
Oh,
my brother. No, it was actually Lauren's dad.
Oh, it was Lauren's dad, was it? Really?
Oh, it's good for 62.
How they fit three Gibson heads in one room.
Good point. But the wild thing is I'm looking at the picture of his dad, and Dave and his dad really do look a lot alike. Mm-hmm. But I'm looking at it, and I go, is that Rob Hyman from the Hooters? Right? It's amazing how much your dad looks like an old Rob Hyman.
Right? I'll have to let him know that. I'll get him a poster for his pork shop.
Though the two of you look so much alike, and you both look like Stan Laurel, he looks like an old Rob Hyman. 32 degrees outside, partly sunny and windy today. A snow squall is possible this afternoon. The high temperature, about 42 degrees. It's David Bowie's birthday. We will celebrate all morning. We start in the 6 o'clock hour. We've got, instead of the Wheel of Long Songs today, it's the Wheel of Bowie Songs, and there are four listener pick slots on the wheel today. So if you've got one, text in whatever your Bowie song is to MGK, MGK. That's 645-645. And we're celebrating today, but this weekend we'll have a boatload of Bowie throughout the weekend and free tickets to see a Bowie celebration, a David Bowie alumni tour at the Keswick Theater on April 4th. Ticket winners will also score a fresh copy of Space Oddity on CD. So that will happen this weekend. But right now, we're continuing with Bowie and song stories.
You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
3 or 4 months ago, Rick Wakeman was on the air with us, and in the middle of our conversation, he started telling this story about David Bowie, because I never realized how much he worked with Bowie. And it has to do with Bowie and Germany. And it's so funny because this new film, Jojo Rabbit, ends with David Bowie's Heroes, right, in German, right, which came out right after this went down, this story that Rick is going to talk about.
There was a club in Montreux called the Museum Club, and David and I used to meet there regularly. And there was one situation where he'd had a bit of a contretemps with his management. He said, "I'm fed up." He said, "I don't think capitalism works." I said, "Well, so what do you think? Communism's the answer?" He said, "Well, maybe I'll give it a try." And the great thing about David, he hated could have. Anybody who said, "Oh, I could have done that," he hated them. He liked doers. If he wanted to know what it was like to walk down a high street wearing a ball gown, he'd do it. Uh-huh. That's what he did, just to find out what it was like. So I knew he wasn't joking. And off he went to East Berlin, and he lived in East Berlin for 6 months, just like the East Berliners with all of the thing. And when he came back after about 6 months, he called me up and said, "I'm going down the Museum Club." I went, "Okay." So I went and joined him down there. And I'll have to clean this up a bit. And I said, "Well," he went, "well, that's not the answer either." And we went, "Right, okay." And off we moved to something else. He was a real doer. I loved him to bits.
The John DeBella Podcast.
He's not the bazaar. He's a very naughty boy.
Philadelphia's
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. Bowie Week in Philadelphia. There's all kinds of Bowie things going on all week long here in town. We've got the Wheel of Bowie Songs instead of the Wheel of Long Songs this morning. We'll get to that again. And, of course, David Bowie's Heroes as part of Song Stories this morning. And I was saying that that new movie, Jojo Rabbit, which is hilarious. It's hard to believe that a movie about Hitler Youth, right, and it could be funny. It's hysterical. The movie's absolutely hysterical, but they use Heroes, the German version of it. They start the movie out with "I Want to Hold Your Hand" in German, and then the movie ends with Heroes in German, right? It's just, it's a fun film.
Interesting.
It's a really fun film. But speaking of David Bowie, Cindy, guess what we have this morning?
What?
Well, let me try that again. Cindy.
Wait for it.
Guess what we have this morning?
What?
A fashion story.
Oh, nice.
Now, have you ever shopped at CVS?
Sure, of course.
And when you get a receipt, it's like 8 miles long.
Right.
Well,
coupons or whatever.
Right. People refer to that as a paper scarf.
Okay.
Well, the company Esty, right, now is selling CVS receipt scarves.
Etsy.
Oh, Etsy.
Yes.
Right. CVS receipt scarves.
They're
5 foot white scarves with CVS receipts printed on them.
That's hilarious.
They look cozy.
They're $20. Let's buy some.
$20. That might be the cheapest thing ever featured on this fashion break.
By far. That's for damn sure.
I put the link on the Facebook page if anybody wants to see it. Right. Yeah.
And wait till we get to the Girl Scout cookies.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
Right now, we're going to get to...
There's only you and me, and we just disagree.
Yep, it's time for Classic Rock, Agree or Disagree. This is where I throw some stories at the guys, and if they could figure, well, it's their job to figure out if they are true or false. Do they agree with the statement, or do they disagree? And this one will be interesting for you, Dave.
Okay.
All right. So do you agree or disagree with this? Charlie Watts has a habit of sketching his hotel rooms whenever they're on tour.
That is wholly believable in my mind's eye.
Right, so you agree with that.
I can absolutely see that happening.
All right, Steve?
Part of me would say no, and I disagree, because I think the artist in there is Ron.
That's true. Ron is a major artist.
Being artsy, man.
Right?
I mean, the Rolling Stones look like an art class.
So you're agreeing, you're disagreeing.
Yeah.
Can't you see him all dressed up nice, all dapper on the bed? It's a wonderful mantle.
Right. Well, guess what? Dave's correct.
Yes.
Steve's wrong.
Yes. Steve, follow my lead. It's a drummer.
He once said in an interview that he has a habit of sketching each hotel room he has ever stayed in. He says he doesn't have a reason for it. It's just a compulsive behavior. But he's done a rendering of every hotel room he's ever stayed in. Someday there's going to be a coffee book. You know that.
He doesn't have Instagram. It's what he does.
Okay.
Leave him alone.
Janis Joplin once chased after Jim Morrison and hit him over the head with a bottle.
I agree.
Yes. I know that that's true. Yep. Okay. Read about it once.
That is true. As a matter of fact, we heard that story from Crosby. Crosby was at a party with Jim Morrison and Janis Joplin, and he witnessed Jim telling Joplin that he didn't think she could sing the blues. this was not received well. Right, and she cracked him over the head with a bottle of Jim Beam.
Beam. I thought it was Jack Daniels. Okay.
Right on the forehead. I would have thought Southern Comfort.
That's right.
I guess Jim Beam was all she had. Speaking of the Rolling Stones, you know the Rolling Stones cover for Beggar's Banquet, the bathroom shot?
Sure. Yeah.
All right.
Filthy.
That was an actual bathroom. Right? Do you agree or disagree? It was an actual bathroom in an L.A. auto repair shop.
Oh, man.
Mm.
I don't know. What do you think about this? It looks straight out of a Philly dive bar. It looks pretty legit to me.
I'll say yeah.
You'll say yes. All right. And then you will both be correct. All right. Photographer Barry Feinstein found this dirty graffiti. Some of the graffiti has been covered over. Right. And one of the things that they covered over was what? No toilet paper? Right. I don't know why. Right. But it was a Porsche dealership, Porsche repair shop in Los Angeles. But complaints were made to the Stones, and they removed it, and that's when the white invitation cover came out.
Sure.
Right? Most people didn't see. I saw it as, why did they substitute the white cover? I mean, they pulled it off the market so fast that most people didn't see the garage cover.
Oh, no kidding.
All right? Yeah. So, but then they eventually went back to it. Billy Joel is your last question this morning. Okay. Billy Joel tried to commit suicide with furniture polish.
Well,
this is one of those that's how could you make this up?
Yeah.
It has to be true.
And I'm assuming you have to drink
it. Guzzle it?
He would have to drink it. It's the only way.
I would have
unless he wants to inject it.
Well, yeah. Bottle of white, exactly. Or furniture polish.
I agree,
You agreeing?
Yeah.
Wow, same. You dudes are doing really good today.
Yeah.
All right. After breaking up with a girl at 21, Joel looked through his mother's stuff for poison, and he considered bleach, but it had a skull and crossbones on it, so that put him off.
Too hardcore?
Too hardcore. He figured furniture polish would taste better, He said, all I ended up doing was farting furniture polish for a couple of days and polishing my mother's chairs. Right? But the experience gave us the stranger. And there, ladies and gentlemen, is your...
There's only you and me and we just disagree.
The John DeBella Podcast, Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.